This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Russian political opposition leader Alexei Navalny remains in a coma at a hospital in Siberia, where Russian doctors say they have found no sign he was poisoned. Meanwhile, Navalny's allies say the Kremlin is blocking a medical evacuation to Germany, insisting that puts Navalny's life in mortal danger because the hospital treating him is under-equipped. The 44-year-old Navalny, a fierce critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin, became violently ill after drinking tea that his supporters say contained poison. En route back to Moscow, his flight made an emergency landing in the Siberian city of Tomsk. The chief doctor at Navalny's hospital said evacuating him abroad would place his life at risk because his condition is unstable. In Belarus, opposition politician Svetlana Tikhanovskaya today called on her backers to step up their strikes at factories across the country to force a new presidential election. Belarus, a former Soviet republic, is facing its biggest political crisis since the breakup of the USSR. Demonstrators are proclaiming that longtime leader Alexander Lukashenko's re-election this month was rigged and is illegitimate. Lukashenko, who's been in power for a quarter century, rejects any new vote despite the growing political unrest. Vladimir Putin is said to be convinced Lukashenko will weather the opposition with his rule intact. Mali's military junta has reportedly released two senior government officials detained during the coup against President Ibrahim Boubacar Keïta. This as a UN human rights delegation met overnight with the ousted leader. There has been no word from Keïta since Tuesday, when he dissolved parliament, then resigned after being detained at gunpoint, deepening a crisis facing a country already struggling to fend off an Islamist militant insurgency. The release of Mali's finance minister and the president's private secretary came as junta leaders held discussions with political officials about creating a transitional authority. Reuters reports that despite all of the above, the streets of the capital, Bamako, today are calm for the third straight day. This is VOA News. Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden has accepted the Democratic Party nomination for president, promising to unite the nation and be what he called an ally of the light. Speaking to a virtual audience because of the coronavirus pandemic, Biden said, quote, "I give my word. If you entrust me with the presidency, I will draw on the best of us, not the worst. Make no mistake," he said, "united we can and will overcome the season of darkness in America." The 77-year-old Biden spoke of returning the United States to its traditional leadership role in the world in a speech designed to present a sharp yet hopeful contrast with President Donald Trump. And so the stage is set for November 3rd as Mr. Trump makes a bid for re-election, with Joe Biden intent on making him a one-term chief executive. Next week, the Republican Party will renominate President Trump. That convention, too, will be a shadow of what once was planned, given the pandemic. According to Johns Hopkins University, the U.S. has so far lost 174,000 lives to COVID, with a case count approaching 5.6 million. The next three worst-hit nations, Brazil, Mexico, and India, between them, have recorded more than a quarter million lives lost. Their combined cases, almost 34 million. Worldwide numbers, nearly 23 million infections and a death toll of more than 794,000. South Korean officials are warning that a cluster of COVID cases in Seoul is threatening to spread after thousands of people attended a rally by conservative political groups last week. The Korea Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported 324 new cases, the highest daily count since early March. In Morocco, King Mohammed VI said his country could return to a complete coronavirus lockdown as cases continue to spike. The warning came as a jump in infections has hit the once bustling tourist hub of Marrakesh, where strained health services have led to protests by medical staff in recent days. In China, health authorities in Beijing have lifted a requirement for the use of face masks outdoors. This after the city reported 13 consecutive days without new COVID cases. It's the second time face mask guidelines have been relaxed in the Chinese capital, which has largely returned to normal after two rounds of lockdowns that brought it to a standstill. The United States has moved to restore United Nations sanctions on Iran, including an arms embargo, citing Tehran's violation of a nuclear deal it struck with world powers in 2015, even though Washington itself abandoned that agreement 2 years ago. The United States submitted a letter to the 15-member UN Security Council accusing Tehran of noncompliance, starting a 30-day clock that could lead to so-called snapbacks of sanctions. All the remaining parties to the nuclear deal, Germany, France, Britain, Russia, and China, notified the Security Council in letters seen by Reuters they do not recognize the U.S. request. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.